Good morning. A gusty west-southwest wind continued to dry things out overnight and cool things down across interior New York and New England. Most locations are starting in the 40s this morning with mostly sunny skies and that breeze at times gusting to 10 to 20 miles per hour. The breeze will pick up again today, at times gusting over 20 and up to 30 miles per hour, and we'll have mostly sunny skies from I-90 south and a mix of sun and clouds to the north, with just the chance of an instability shower, especially across the Adirondacks and Green Mountains. As we go through the day today, temperatures will creep up through the 40s and 50s and touch to just about 60 on average by the end of the afternoon. Overnight tonight, skies will be partly cloudy and clear skies in the Hudson Valley east into southern New England. This will allow temperatures to drop off into the mid and upper 30s in the higher terrain and lower 40s in valley locations by tomorrow morning. High pressure will settle in tomorrow afternoon and the wind will relax. Still, with a mix of sun and clouds, highs will be around 60. We'll track a disturbance out of the plains and into the Ohio Valley during the day tomorrow. The track of this system is expected to remain well south of Long Island on Friday night and Saturday morning. Still, clouds will creep into interior New York and New England, and there is the chance of a shower Friday night and first thing Saturday morning, especially in the southernmost Catskills, the lower Hudson Valley, and southern New England. As the system quickly tracks off the Atlantic coast on Saturday afternoon, everyone will return to sunshine, and with sunny skies, highs will be in the upper 50s to around 60 on Saturday afternoon. Another area of high pressure will build in for the rest of the weekend. With brilliant sunshine on Sunday, highs will be in the lower 60s, mid-60s on Monday with a mix of sun and clouds with just the risk of a passing shower before the next front heads our way for the mid part of next week. With temperatures warming into the 70s on Tuesday, the chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Joint Typhoon Warning Center in Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, is issuing advisories on Super Typhoon Vong Fong, which has now turned to the north-northwest and is heading toward Okinawa. Maximum sustained winds are near 155 miles per hour, with gusts up to 190 miles per hour, making this a Category 5 typhoon. Vong Fong is expected to start a gradual weakening trend in the next 24 hours as it approaches Japan. The typhoon is forecast to be at Category 3 strength when it moves by Okinawa on Saturday and down to Category 1 over mainland Japan on Sunday and Monday. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Freeport, Grand Bahama, in the Bahamas at 6:27 p.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday. The last report of hail was at Woensdrecht, Netherlands, at 10:37 a.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog and 23 degrees with a west wind at 61 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 0 degrees. In Albany on the hour, scattered clouds and 48 degrees, the dew point 35. 61% relative humidity, a west wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.95 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 104 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 19 at Langdon, North Dakota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny and breezy, upper 60s, Boston sunny and breezy in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny and breezy with highs in the mid-50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 71 degrees, the low 48, the average temperature 60, that's 8 degrees above normal. 0.13 of an inch of rainfall yesterday, bringing the monthly total now to 0.59, which is 0.36 below normal. And 28.26 inches for the year, which is 2.14 inches below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 63 degrees. The average low, 42. The record high, 83, set in 1949. And the record low, 27, in 2001. Sunrise this morning is at 7:01 a.m. Sunset this evening, 6:23 p.m. 11 hours and 22 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds and breezy with a passing shower in the mountains today and highs in the mid to upper 50s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the mid-60s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower to mid-40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy today, a passing shower across the highest terrain possible, and highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the lower to mid-60s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds with cloudy skies by the end of the day south of I-90, highs around 60. Clouds overnight Friday night into early Saturday morning with a chance of showers in the mid-Hudson Valley south and over into southern New England. Saturday afternoon, increasing sunshine in the upper 50s. Sunny, lower 60s Sunday. A mix of sun and clouds with a shower possible Monday in the mid-60s. 70s on Tuesday with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible. And a chance of showers again Wednesday with highs in the upper 60s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.